Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, January 29th, 2024, through Friday, February 2nd, 2024. Monday, January 29th, 2024. Polk County woman sentenced for role in construction-related tax fraud conspiracy. Gabriella Inamaguia was sentenced to 12 months and one day in federal prison for conspiracy to defraud the United States and the Internal Revenue Service. Inamaguia was also ordered to pay restitution to two victims' insurance companies and to the Internal Revenue Service in the amount of $8,953,629.24. According to court records, Inamaguia owned and managed two shell construction companies which purported to supply construction services and labor for construction contractors. In order to comply with Florida law, Inamaguia's companies were required to secure and maintain adequate workers' compensation insurance coverage. Inamaguia's companies received in cash more than $34 million in checks from various construction contractors. These payroll figures far exceeded the very limited payroll figures that Inamaguia had reported to her workers' compensation insurance companies. As a result, these employees, who were, in reality, the employees of other entities, performed work on job sites without adequate insurance coverage. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Tuesday, January 30th, 2024. Two more defendants sentenced to probation for a wire fraud and money laundering conspiracy. Dylan Arsenault and Zeb Sartin were sentenced after previously pleading guilty to one count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud and one count of conspiracy to commit money laundering. Arsenault received 3 years of probation, with the first 12 months to be served in home confinement, a $10,000 fine, and he was ordered to pay $1,604,581 in restitution to the victim. Sartin received 3 years of probation, with the first 12 months to be served in home confinement, and he was ordered to pay $2,100,690 in restitution to the victim. According to court documents, Arsenault and Sartin conspired with Ryan Mullen, Dwayne Dufresne, Grant Murnard, and Lance Vallow to use several shell Louisiana corporations that were devoid of assets to defraud a Georgia-based merchant cash company. Mullen and Dufresne helped establish Arsenault, Vallow, Murnard, and Sartin as the owners of the existing corporations. Mullen and Dufresne then created fake vendor accounts for the corporations, and Mullen, along with another person, created falsified bank records for the corporations. Mullen then used an alias and represented himself to be a broker for the shell corporations he helped create. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Wednesday, January 31st, 2024. 19 individuals worldwide charged in transnational crime investigation of the ex-Dedic marketplace. 19 defendants were charged in a transnational cybercrime investigation involving the ex-Dedic marketplace. According to court documents, the ex-Dedic marketplace was a website on the dark web that illegally sold login credentials, usernames and passwords, to servers located across the world, and personally identifiable information, dates of birth, and social security numbers of U.S. residents. Once purchased, criminals used these servers to facilitate a wide range of illegal activity that included tax fraud and ransomware attacks. The ex-Dedic administrators practiced exceptional operational security, operating the website across a widely distributed international network and utilizing cryptocurrency in order to hide the locations of the marketplace's underlying servers and the identities of its administrators, sellers, and buyers. In total, ex-Dedic offered more than 700,000 compromised servers for sale, including at least 150,000 in the United States and at least 8,000 in Florida. Marketplace victims span the globe in industries, including local, state, and federal government infrastructure, hospitals, 911 and emergency services, call centers, major metropolitan transit authorities, accounting and law firms, pension funds, and universities. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Thursday, February 1st, 2024. Two Minnesota-based executives plead guilty to orchestrating multi-million dollar accounts receivable factoring scheme. Kemwadi Singh and Niraj Chapuri pleaded guilty to orchestrating an accounts receivable factoring fraud scheme. Singh served as the chief executive officer of Global Medical Services, and Chapuri served as the company's chief medical officer. Between June and October 2018, Singh, Chapuri, and others entered into factoring contracts with MD Capital Solutions, a Florida-based investment company, to purchase the accounts receivable of Global Medical Services and Minnesota International Medicine for more than $2.6 million. Factoring is a form of short-term financing in which a business sells its accounts receivable to a third party at a discount. According to court documents and their admission in court, Singh and Chapuri defrauded MD Capital Solutions by failing to pay over the receivables as they were collected and falsely represented to MD Capital Solutions that no funds had been received. Instead, Singh and Chapuri pocketed the money, wiring more than $5 million overseas. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Friday, February 2nd, 2024. Three individuals charged for running multi-million dollar pyramid scheme. Alex D., a.k.a. Alex Dawalatshai, Brian Kaplan, and Gerald Maurer, were charged in a multi-million dollar pyramid scheme under the name 8-Figure Dream Lifestyle LLC, 8FDL. From January 2017 through June 2019, D allegedly ran 8FDL as a pyramid scheme. D and his co-conspirators allegedly recruited participants through emails, robocalls, promotion videos, and webinars. They allegedly told consumers that 8FDL was a legitimate business with real products and lied to prospective members about how much money they could make, how much others who had joined 8FDL had made, and the ongoing costs associated with the business. For example, D allegedly wrote and sent mass marketing emails claiming that typical members with no prior skills or experience could easily earn between $5,000 and $10,000 in 10 to 14 days after joining the program, and that most members were averaging 2 to 3 sales in their first 30 to 45 days. In fact, the vast majority of people who joined 8FDL never made any money. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2024. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us for more information regarding our current certification offerings.